November 23rd through 29th. Ether chapters 12 through 15. By faith, all things are fulfilled. As you read Ether chapters 12 through 15, think about the children you teach. The activity ideas in this outline may inspire you with other ideas that will help to meet the needs of the children in your class. Invite sharing. Help the children think of scripture stories about people who showed great faith. Some examples are found in Ether chapter 12, verses 11 through 22. Teach the doctrine, younger children. Ether chapter 12, verses 6 through 22. Faith is believing in things we cannot see. Moroni shared several examples of people who accomplished great things because of their faith. Consider how you can use these examples to teach the children what faith is. Possible activities. Read to the children Faith is Things Which Are Hoped For and Not Seen from Ether chapter 12, verse 6, and ask them to repeat this phrase with you. Tell the children about things you believe in even though you cannot see them, and help the children think of additional examples. The song Faith in Children's Songbook, page 96 to 97, or another song about faith can help. Show pictures that depict the examples of faith in Ether chapter 12, verses 13 through 15, and verses 20 through 21. See Gospel Art Book number 78, 85, and this week's activity page. Let the children tell you what they see in the pictures and what they know about the stories. Talk with the children about how these individuals showed faith and what happened because of their faith. Play a guessing game with the children. Give them clues about the faithful people described in Ether chapter 12, verses 13 through 15, and verses 19 through 20, until the children can guess who they are. Then let the children play the game again by taking turns giving clues about the same people or other faithful people while the rest of the class guesses. Share what you admire about the faith of these people. Ether chapter 12, verses 23 to 27. Jesus Christ can help me be strong. Children sometimes face situations in which they feel weak, just as Moroni did. Help them learn what Moroni learned, that the Savior can make weak things become strong. Ether chapter 12, verse 27. Possible activities. Describe for the children a task that would require a lot of physical strength to accomplish. Invite them to share examples of things they aren't strong enough to do now. How could we become strong enough to accomplish these tasks? Explain that we also have spiritual work to do, but we sometimes feel spiritually weak. Moroni felt this way about his writings on the plates. Read Ether chapter 12, verse 27 to the children. What did the Lord promise those who feel weak? Share an experience in which the Savior helped you or someone you know do something that was hard. Testify to the children that if they seek His help, Jesus can help them be strong, even when they feel weak. Teach the doctrine, older children. Ether chapter 12, verses 5 through 6. Faith is believing in things we cannot see. The children you teach are building the foundation of their testimonies. Moroni's counsel about faith, found in Ether chapter 12, verse 6, can help them. Possible activities. Explain that the prophet Ether tried to teach the Jaredites great and marvelous things, but they didn't believe what he said. Invite the children to read Ether chapter 12, verse 5, to find out why they didn't believe. What are some things Heavenly Father wants us to believe, even though we don't see them? Read together Ether chapter 12, verse 6. What did Moroni teach the people who would not believe spiritual truths because they couldn't see them? Show one of the children a picture without letting the other children see, and ask the child to describe the picture to the rest of the class. As time allows, let other children take turns doing the same with different pictures. Then, invite them to read Ether chapter 12, verse 6, and find this phrase. Faith is things which are hoped for and not seen. How do we show faith in Jesus Christ when we cannot see Him? Ask the children to read this phrase in Ether chapter 12, verse 6. Ye receive no witness until after the trial of your faith. Help the children understand that when we obey a commandment, we can know it is true. Ask them to think of gospel principles that God wants us to have a testimony of, such as paying tithing, keeping the Sabbath day holy, or living the word of wisdom. Then write on the board, "In order to gain a testimony of blank, I must blank." Share how you have exercised faith in order to gain your testimony of these and other gospel truths. Ether chapter 12, verses 4 and 32. Hope is like an anchor to my soul. Help the children you teach understand that we can hope for a better world because of our faith in Christ. See Ether chapter 12, verse 4. Possible activities. Share with the children the definition of hope found in Hope, Guide to the Scriptures, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. According to this definition and Ether chapter 12, verses 4 and 32, what should we hope for? See also Moroni chapter 7, verses 40 through 42. Help the children think of other words for hope, along with words that mean the opposite of hope. Share with them some gospel truths that give you hope and invite them to do the same. Show or draw on the board a picture of a boat and an anchor. Why do boats need anchors? What would happen to a boat that did not have an anchor? Read together Ether chapter 12, verse 4, and ask the children how hope is like an anchor. Invite the children to draw their own pictures of a boat and anchor so they can teach their families about hope. Ether chapter 12, verses 23 through 29. Jesus Christ can help me be strong. As children get older, they become more aware of their weaknesses. Use these verses to teach them how the Savior can make weak things become strong. Ether chapter 12, verse 27. Possible activities. Ask the children to read Ether chapter 12, verses 23 to 25 to find out why Moroni was concerned. Ask them if they have ever had similar feelings. Then, invite them to read verses 26 through 27 to find out how the Lord encouraged Moroni. What do we need to do so that the Lord can help us be strong when we feel weak? Share an experience when the Savior helped you become strong enough to do something that was hard. Invite the children to draw a picture of something weak and something strong. Then, invite them to add to their drawing some words and phrases from Ether chapter 12, verses 23 through 29, that teach them about how the Savior can help us turn our weaknesses into strength. Encourage the children to think about a weakness they might have, and then seek the Savior's help to become strong. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to write down a truth they would like to gain a testimony of. Help them set a goal to exercise faith so they can gain a witness of that truth. Improving our teaching. Seek to understand the children you teach. Quote, "Look for ways to understand the backgrounds, interests, talents, and needs of the children you teach. Ask questions, listen carefully, and observe what learners say and do in different situations. Ask their parents for insights. Above all, pray for the understanding that only the Spirit can give." End quote. Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 7.